Welcome to the Mystic Millennials podcast, hosted by Abby
and Bethany. This is a podcast to share the reality of spirituality and what it is really like to be 20-somethings navigating a spiritual awakening.
Join us weekly as we become your new spiritual BFFs, sharing all about our own journeys while celebrating the amazing people who inspire, motivate, and encourage us to embrace our modern mysticism. Let's get into the episode.
Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Mystic Millennials. Abby, welcome. Hello. Hi.
Hi. It's the consistency for me. I'm so proud of
us. 2 weeks in a row. Yeah, this so is sorry. About as much consistency as me and Abby can string together at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Which is incredible.
Yeah. We don't know how everyone else is going with Aries season, but the energy is definitely kind of pulling us in a lot of directions. Yeah, it's super up and down, right?
Yeah, because Aries season started and I felt like kicking the ass. I was like, yes, let's go. And then like a week later, I was like, crisis again, mode, identity crisis.
It's all crumbling. It's all crumbling.
I'm unwell. But I think I'm back on the up this week.
We are. Me and Abby have just both encouraged each other. We Snapchatted while we were at the gym.
Yeah.
Accountability. We've been at the gym. We both ate healthy lunches. We ate the food that we had prepared.
Yes.
Wow.
I've prepared. Okay. Well, maybe I'll get into that a bit later. I've got a lot of food prepped for some reason. Mm-hmm. I went on just a cooking spree. I did. Yep. I looked in the fridge and I was like, I don't want any of this.
Yeah.
But I ate it and it was actually really good. So
yeah. Yeah.
I'm proud of
it. I was the same. I had leftovers and I was like, I don't know about it. I had a protein shake. I was like, I don't know about it, but I've had it. And I'm like, yeah, that was nice. I'm full.
That'd be great.
But I'm not wanting to have a nap, which I think is where I was going wrong, is I was having to, you know, when you have like, and I think, I don't know if that's very Pisces season, like lots of like comfort food, you know, eating like more rich things. Cause it's kind of like, I just want to like feel really confident and like really nice at the moment. I can't really, yes. I'm too vulnerable to handle anything else. So I'm not even going to look at a healthy food. Cause it's like, I just need some love. And yes. So, yeah, I was eating like really starchy rich foods that then made me want to fall asleep straight away. But it's like, you know, it's 2 PM. Your girl's awake. Wow.
It's 2 PM, 2 PM Beth.
Yeah, I know. We really have to celebrate the little wins at the moment, don't we?
Yeah, but I'm exactly the same, honestly. And today we thought, what a good thing to talk about, because it's something that Beth and I are, you know, we're in at the moment. Talking
traversing,
about.
We're exploring it.
Exactly. So this is a thing when we're usually going through things, I think there's almost always a lot of other people going through the same thing at the same time. So we wanted to talk about this kind of journey with moving our bodies and like connecting with ourselves from this place of like doing it to feel good. Because I think, speaking for myself, that has not always been the case. So it's been like pulling teeth.
Yeah. And I mean, bodies. Why have them, right? Everyone's got them. Sacks? But why? It is. It's so weird, right? Like, and I think it's something that I know for both of us has had like a lot of kind of like vulnerability and has just been like, and for everyone, you know what I mean? I believe everyone at some stage in their life has hang-ups about their body, has stresses and things that they overthink and worry about. And not always, which is what I've realized, I've never really worried about, which is wild and says a lot about the society that we're in. I've never worried about my body being functional and healthy and being strong and good enough to let me live a very long life. It's always been purely what it looks like. You know what I mean? Yeah. Purely. And it hasn't really been until like this year, you know, I say I'm getting older. I'm 25. I'm still an absolute baby. But, you know, you start to get a little bit older. You start to see, you know, especially parents and things like that, you know, go through health journeys, health struggles, those sorts of things, that it's like, oh, my body I actually need this thing to get me through to the end of my life. And I was like, this year has really sunk in of like, oh my God, I want to live. I don't want my body to fail me because I failed it. You know what I mean? Like, and it has so, I've had such a shift of, it's been wild. But anyways, that's, yeah, bodies. Weird.
Bodies.
Wild.
And that's what we're going to talk about today. Before we kind of delve into that, do you want to, before we started recording, you mm-hmm. said this is very relevant to Aries season. Do you want to do a quick yes. astro vibe check with that and how that kind of connects together?
Yeah, 100%. So Aries, the sign Aries is ruled by the planet Mars. Mars rules our energy. It's our physical body. It's how we exert and move our body. So understanding, you know, Aries season in general is a time where we can feel really activated and really motivated to move, to shift, to change, to be really present with our bodies. That's one thing Aries is. Aries is, you know, it's chaotic good, right? It's always going, it's always doing all the things, but it's never just like overthinking in that way. It's always like I'm physically doing all the things, right? It's very much about embodiment. And so Aries is very much a time where we kind of really are getting back within our bodies. And so it can be really good to look at, you know, where your Mars is in your chart. Oh, see, I yawned. I cursed myself. It's been 3 minutes since reverse I said, psychology. Look at me, 2 p.m. Yes, reverse psychology. I'm very tired.
Yeah.
and so, yeah, it can be really great to have a look at, and we can talk about that later. Like, we can talk about mine and your Marses. But, you know, looking at Mars in the birth chart can help us show, you know, how does my energy express in my body? How does it want to be used and utilized? Because, and we know Ollie Toya spoke about this with us when she was on the podcast about, you know, how they practice astrological fitness. They track the moon and Mars, because Mars is very much, how do I want my energy to be used? And so, yeah, it can help us understand a little bit more of our unique energetic system, because not everyone loves to kind of slow it down for yoga and stretching, and not everyone loves a hard out like boxing or HIIT or whatever type thing, you know?
Yeah. What if you don't like any of it? No, I'm kidding. Me.
Asking for a friend.
Just wondering.
Just curious.
Yes, I love it. And well, I'm going to start talking about how last week we talked about how our mental health has been in the toilet a little bit.
Yeah. Big toilet vibes.
And for me, I really just was a couch potato for a couple of months there. Like, I hardly left my house. I hardly moved my body, and I'm feeling the effects. Like, I feel like shit physically. Yeah. not feeling good now. So, there was so much resistance. Literally me going to the gym for 1 week, and I'm like, now I'm you, then I go to the gym. But there was so much resistance in just like even taking that first step to say like, oh, I'm going for a walk, or oh, I'm going to the gym, because I had been in my mind so much and it didn't feel safe to dive into my body. Like, I was like avoiding being in my body big time. And I have no idea why. I mean,
I'm so obsessed with that though. Like, that is so powerful, because that's like, for me, with all my kind of stuff, I've been really struggling to, like, not so much like I've been moving my body a little bit, you know, the past month, but for so long I was struggling to get into meditation and like connect with like I didn't want to do any of that. I didn't want to do breath work. I didn't want to do anything that would connect me with my subconscious, because I was like, my conscious mind, and that's, so maybe this is something like might resonate for you as well, Abby, like my conscious mind was just so in overdrive and in such a fear state that it was like anything other than that conscious ego mind that is ruling the ship, making the conscious thoughts. Anything else was like so fearful and so like, it just felt like, oh my God, like I can't handle dropping to that level. Whether that is for you, it was your body, for me, it was my subconscious. Like, yeah, there can be so much, because our mind is just in like overdrive of like, all these things can happen, all these things are happening, and everything's bad and blah, blah, blah. And which is quite ironic, because the thing that actually helps us move through that is dropping into our body and dropping into our subconscious mind. Exactly.
Like, why are we like this?
But it also makes me think, like, maybe, I suppose that's part of the trap of it, isn't it? You know what I mean? Yeah, like our conscious mind wants us to stay there because that's where it's in control. Whereas like what you've been learning with your hypnotherapy course with Nikki Cosmo, which, guys, get ready to do hypno with Abby. It's going to be amazing. Get freaking excited. You know, so is it like 80% of our decisions and feelings and everything are from our subconscious? Our conscious mind actually only has the steering wheel like 20% of the time or something ridiculous.
It's 5 to 12% of the time. Oh my God. I know. And so the 88 to up to 95% is our subconscious, which is freaking crazy. And the thing is, our mind is always driving us towards like protection and maintaining the status quo, right? So whatever we've got stored in that subconscious mind, it's driving us towards living in accordance with that. So if we don't feel safe in our bodies, if we have a belief about our bodies that it's, whatever, not enough. I personally suffer from a lot of chronic pain, so it doesn't feel good to concentrate on my body because I try to put that in the back of my mind. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh no, I don't want to feel that. It's always driving us towards maintaining that status quo because that's like safe. That's what's kept us safe so far. Yeah. So I love what you said as well, but man, this is why doing subconscious work and getting into the body is so powerful as well to shift that.
So hand in hand as well. Like you really need, but you need both. You know what I mean? Like for me, like going through my kind of journey this first like 4 months of the year, which is crazy that it's April, you know, it took me getting really, really vulnerable with my feelings, diving deep into meditation and breath work and feeling safe again in my subconscious to actually be able to move my body in like a loving way that I was enjoying. Like, whereas, you know, when I moved, you know, all my visualizations, all my manifestations were like, you know, when I'm going to be in the best health of my life, I'm going to feel so energized moving every day. You know, I live a 5-minute walk from the beach. So I was like, I'll, you know, walking at the beach every day, joining this gym, all these things. And when I got here, I couldn't leave my house. Mm-hmm. I could not do anything because I was just so trapped in like so much fear of stepping out of that. And yeah, it wasn't until I found that safety within my subconscious, realized that I was safe and I was okay, that I was like, oh, I want to get a bit of fresh air. I want to go, join the gym and all those sorts of things. But they're so like hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. And literally one of my goals for this month, and this might seem like so silly and so small, but it's literally to leave my house once a day. Because once you make that one step, it's like, oh, this isn't hard. Oh, like I actually feel way better afterwards. So I'm really proud of us, number one.
Yeah.
That we are doing this. And number two, like proof is in the pudding. We are feeling pretty good.
Yeah, we're definitely feeling better for sure. Like, don't want to speak for both of us, but I'm definitely feeling a lot better.
Me too.
Because I've also realized, like, that's the thing is, and I'm sure people maybe listening will resonate, maybe you or Abby, like I've always liked, I actually have always liked exercise, right? Like I did netball all growing up. My parents and me and my brother, we used to go to like PT sessions as a family, like to do like weights and stuff. My parents were, and still are, I call my dad the mayor of CrossFit. Like my parents are really big CrossFitters. My dad's a CrossFit coach. CrossFit. Like he coaches and does competitions. I know, right? It's wild.
Oh my gosh.
But like I've been around that energy like for so much of my life, but the reason I hated it was because it never changed my body. So even though I actually enjoy it, and even though I actually really like moving my body, because my body wouldn't be smaller, because my body didn't change, which could be a number of factors. Like, yeah, I could change my diet. I could exercise more, but also maybe this is just my body size. Maybe this is just how my body stays. You know what I mean? But because I didn't see the external factors, that was the only benefit that exercise had for me at that time, you know? And so when it wasn't doing that, I stopped, you know what I mean? I was doing I was doing F45. I was doing that like five times a week. I was in like the best shape of my adult life. And then I kind of hit a size I was really comfortable at and I just stopped going because I was like, yeah, I'm good, you know? And it wasn't until I realized, oh, I can't run as much as I used. I can't run at all, really. Running the worst.
No.
I was like, I can't lift as much as I used to. I don't have as much cardio capacity as I used to. I was like, oh, like that's what I want from exercise. Not so much changing my body, which, you know, is unfortunately still there. It's very, very deep in my subconscious. I think it has a lot to do with the era that we grew up in. But yeah, that was my kind of realization when we were just chatting then.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. And I am exactly the same. I grew up, I was a swimmer and I swam literally, like I exercise sometimes two times a day, 7 days a week. And I, for some reason at that time, did not connect that exercise was meant to change your body. It was really about the performance for me because I was I was a competitive swimmer.
Yeah.
But I've always had major like body image, like body dysmorphia. When I was little, which this is why I want to bring it up as well, is because I don't hear a lot of people talk about like having body image issues from a very young age. From as soon as I was aware of my body, and this has been through doing subconscious work, hypnotherapy, therapy, as soon as I was aware of my body, I felt like it was wrong. I was made to feel like through societal messaging, unfortunately, things that were said, adults said around me, went into my subconscious. And I was like, no, my body's wrong. Because I've always been above average in height. And so my little kid brain, I was like, oh, I'm bigger than all the kids. Bigger equaled worse in the society that, I mean, in the time we grew up in, like the early 2000s, man.
The 90s and 2000s are a hateful time for bodies, like women's bodies. Gosh. Like when we look at, you know, I suppose now people growing up, there's still so much bad influence. You know, plastic surgery is the biggest it's ever been in all of time. You know what I mean? Right now, particularly body surgeries around like flattening stomachs, making butts bigger, all that sort of stuff. But there's also so much more representation of diverse bodies and things like that. When we were growing up, it was the 90s supermodel. And in the early 2000s, it was like Paris and Lindsay. You know what I mean? Yeah. Really, really thin, really low rise jeans that on anyone besides a professional supermodel would show some things. Like it was just a time where you just, unless you had one specific gene type that had one specific body type,
literally,
it was horrible. And especially with media, like celebrities were either being called fat or anorexic. You know what I mean? Like there's no in between. There's never been just like a woman just being like, she is beautiful and powerful. Yeah. It's just like, if she gains a bit of weight, then everyone's concerned about her weight. And then if she would lose a bit of weight, everyone's concerned about how thin she is. And it's like, what the fuck gives anyone the right to comment on a body? And especially for yourself, you know, a body of a child, like, but people do, there's such an ingrained culture of feeling like everyone has an opinion about a body that's not your own. It does my fucking head in, if you can't tell by my tone.
As well. And the TikToks that I've been seeing as well, like hit the nail on the head. Like I was watching Gilmore Girls the other day and like, they are like so skinny.
So thin, yeah.
But like all that was like a regular body type when it's like that is just one body type. But like eating burgers all the time, eating chips and being like, oh, that's how like my body is like that. And the TikToks have been like, this is what was presented as being like fat or like unattractive was characters like America Ferrera, like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. She was always like the unlovable, like, like a fat friend, like that's how it was presented to us when we were growing up. So no wonder we have these fucked up standards in our head around like what a worthy body is.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Me and Georgia actually just the other day, we were rewatching the Sex and the City movie. Georgia loves all those movies and shows. And so we're just giving it a rewatch. She's very surprising that George with her TV and movie taste, she likes usually really cringy girly things. She's going to hate that I said that, but she doesn't listen. She doesn't listen. So suck it, Georgia. And have you seen it? Oh, probably not what? For a while. The Sex and the City movie?
No, never.
There's this scene where the main character, and again, that is a very thin group of women, you know what I mean? And that's the standard, you know? And also, we just want to very quickly say, we ain't thin bashing. We love our thin ladies. We love our thick ladies. We love everyone. But this particular scene really did my fucking head in because the main character, one of the characters, Samantha, and if anyone's watched the movie and you're like, oh, my God, I don't remember that being quite so bad. Rewatch it. It's horrible. Me and Georgia looked at each other. We were like, oh, my God. The main character, she's really unhappy with her relationship. She's eating a lot because she's trying not to, like, leave her boyfriend type thing. So she's just eating emotionally, which, you know, if my friend was doing that, I'd be like, are you going okay? Is there something going on?
Yeah.
But instead she rocks up to one of her friend's baby showers with like a tiny, tiny little stomach hanging over her jeans. Like literally it's like, maybe she just ate like a taco and maybe she's just got a bit of IBS. You know what I mean? Like it's a very small bloat and all her friends are like, oh my God, how could you? And then she's like, oh my God, I didn't notice how much I put on. And all her friends were like, how did you not notice? And I was just like, oh my fucking God. Like she's put on like 5 kilos of like stress and emotional weight because she's going through something. And like, that made me grateful for like one. I'm so glad that none of the people in my life would do that to me. And I feel like we are moving away so much from it, but also made me annoyed because I was like, that shit is ingrained in my subconscious. That is what all of us beautiful. I have so many beautiful friends who are gorgeous and amazing at every single size they are. And I see them struggle so much to see that in themselves. And I'm just like, you're amazing. Like, but we can never see it within ourselves. You know what I mean?
It's so fucked up. It's just like all this internalized shit because I literally see everyone. And if someone's like hating on themselves, I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
how dare you? Yeah.
It's amazing. Stop. But I do.
I know. It's so annoying. And for me as well, you know, like I'm a big gal. And for some reason I have this thing where like I see other bigger people and bigger women rocking whatever clothes they want, gym stuff, tight things. And I'm like, yes, you fucking go. You look amazing. But then it's like, but I couldn't do that. For whatever reason in my stupid brain is like, that's fine for them, but it's not okay for me. And that's something that I've been questioning so much at the moment. Cause I'm just like, if I can see the beauty in someone else doing the same thing I want to do, then it's obviously there's nothing wrong with the thing that I want to do. It's something wrong with my worthiness to do that thing. You know,
that's so powerful. Wild. I was watching, what is it called? Principles of Pleasure, the documentary that...
Oh, I've not watched that yet, but I've heard really good things.
Yeah, just landed on Netflix. And that was something that was mentioned. It was like we tend to look at the negatives in ourselves automatically. Mm. So one practice suggested was like switching the script subconsciously to when you look in the mirror, do a practice and just pick out at least like one thing that you like, eyelashes, so that you start, because what you concentrate on you expand, right? So if you start to do that, your mind starts to rewire to pick out the great things about you instead of picking yourself apart. Because I'm exactly the same. I see other people and I only see the positive, and I see myself and then I only see the negative, which is so annoying. But that's why we're talking about it. And that's why
it is. And that's the practices that we do, you know, that's why that's what's really cool about this. I mean, I didn't really start to think of my body in this way until I started this kind of spiritual journey, you know, and you do realize that your body is so much more than something that's wrong or should be smaller or bigger or fitter or taller or shorter or whatever the fuck society tells us.
No, thank you. Basically, not today.
No, thank you. I've just had it with people talking about other people's bodies. I find it also really like, yeah, I feel like if you maybe see, and the thing is we all have reactions, right? Like we have things that are taught to us that we're taught to think or say or whatever. So yeah, if you do ever find yourself like commenting on someone's body, just being like, oh, is it my place? Not really. Okay, I'm going to keep that to myself. You know what I mean? And I'm going to reflect on why, because, you know, there's so many people that maybe, you know, maybe they've lost weight and, you know, and one of my best friends, she's lost a lot of weight recently. And all anyone ever talks to her about, oh my God, you look amazing. You look so good. You look beautiful. And I was talking to her about it and I was like, how are you actually going with it? And she was like, it's actually so hard because I'm like, what the fuck have I looked like for the past few years? You know what I mean? Because everyone is like, wow, you just look amazing. Oh my God. Like you just look so good. And it's like, yeah, like that's great. And I always ask her, I'm like, how are you feeling? And she's like, yeah, I feel really strong. I actually feel great. Like I'm feeling really good in my body again. But when people just make it all about the looks, like we have no idea why someone is losing weight or gaining weight, you know, and we don't have to, know. It could be medical. It could be a choice. It could be something that they don't give a fuck about. And it's like, that's theirs. You know what I mean? That's their business.
Exactly.
Leave it to them.
Exactly. Because personally, I have had weight fluctuations like both ways for like when I, you know, haven't been moving off the couch and I was depressed, but it's been the other way as well. If I'm really anxious and I like feel too nauseous to eat, like, and someone's complimented me for losing weight, I'm like, bestie, it hasn't been.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm actually in like the worst, like mindset of my life, but I'm glad I look skinny. Thanks.
Yeah. But unfortunately we're in a society that does like conflate worthiness and like, enoughness to, you know, physical, you know, well, societal standards of, you know, attractiveness in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Just so fucking annoying. Something else I wanted to mention that pisses me off as well.
I'm having a bit of a rant tonight. Can you tell that the sun and Mercury is in Aries? So Mercury and Aries, we all just want to start fights. I mean, we are ready.
We're ready. I saw a TikTok which made me so happy. It was someone just, you know, standing there in regular clothes, and she said, hey everyone, just if anyone needed to know, this is what my body looks like. Like I've realized this is just how my body is when I'm healthy, when I feel good, and when I'm moving my body. I have a belly that's just, you know, that's what it is. Like it's not because I'm bloated. It's not because I've had a child. It's just me. Like, and I feel great. And that made me so happy because I feel like the majority of times I see people talking and being happy about their bodies is contingent on a reason, being like, oh, and of course, like birthing a child is incredible. And like, okay, IBS gals, stand up. I feel you. I am an IBS gal. Yeah, but also I'm like, when I'm in the best digestive state, just on a normal day, like I still do not have, you know, like, I still have a belly.
Yeah.
That's just that.
And also that little pouch below our belly button is literally where our womb is.
Exactly. Like,
that's where our extra organs go. So I think, cause I learn a lot from Rizzy Reese on Instagram. Yes. She does that stop sucking it in movement.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend giving her, I'm sure people listening would probably already follow her, but give her a follow anyways. And yeah, she has so much content, and yeah, she, and so many women are like, I literally had no idea that that's why I had that little pop out bit under my belly button. And it's because that's literally where our organs are. Why are we trying to remove our organs with sit-ups and drinking lemon water? I'm sick of it.
Shaking my head. But
I do like lemon water because it's refreshing. It's delicious.
I hate lemon water.
Scandal.
It's like vomit to me.
Do you not like flavored water? This is a complete side note, but we must.
Yeah, discuss. I don't like flavored water. I don't like fizzy drink.
Yeah, just the plain water. Water or hot chocolate or coffee. That's it.
Yeah, I can go cordial. I like lemon cordial. Love a
cordial.
But that's about it for me. I could go out without juice. I never have fizzy drink.
Wow.
If I do, I have to shake the bubbles out.
Iconic. I love that for you. So I get it. Like I don't super love like lots of fruit in water.
Yeah.
I just started I just started that dropper of like cordyceps, and it's got like a plum flavor or something. I just put it in my water. I'm drinking right now. It's quite nice.
It's hydrated and thriving.
I've literally got three different drinks on the go. Is anyone else like this that like works from home or like does stuff at home? I got my protein shake. I got my plummy tasting water, and I also have regular water.
Yeah. Well, we've got to have a palate cleanser.
Of course. You can't just, Jesus, let's not be crazy. But anyways, back to,
anyway.
What were we talking about?
What was this episode
about?
Yeah,
that TikTok. You're right. The TikTok about, because yeah, we just, I think, obviously, depending on trends, we just see one body type and we don't realize that somebody, we have different shapes. We got different sizes, and also different abilities. And that ties into what we're kind of saying at the start. Like, some people have the kind of energy levels and also like desire and enjoyment level to like do more intense workouts. But also for some people, like yoga and like breath work are super enriching ways to give health and vitality to your body. Like, you don't have to do the big gym workout. Like, I like going to the gym. I love it. I struggle to do yoga and stuff. If I want to do something relaxing, I'll just meditate, you know? But I love going some days I am on doing all the cardio things. And some day, like today, I had like a leg day and I just did like lots of weights and a little bit of the treadmill because the aircon at my gym's broken. It was really hot. It was horrible. So I didn't want to, no cardio for an undisclosed amount of time until they fix it. But yeah, it's so important to tap into, and I guess that like something I wanted to ask about and talk about is like, what do you think are ways that you connect with your body in like a loving way and things that have helped you kind of go on this journey of self-esteem and like, I guess what it is ultimately is self-love as well.
Well, this is such a powerful question because it is so true. Like everything, like a moral value or like a worthiness of an exercise is so often placed like hit equals good. And, you know, if you go on a walk, that's not good. That's like not a good that's not a good workout. But I think number one, flipping the script on that, like flipping the story in my head that I'm not doing it for an external reason, like putting it back internal. Like I love going for a walk and like I actually do like get a sweat on, like it's a good form of exercise for me.
Yeah.
So that's probably number one, is flipping the script and actually asking myself again, like, hey, Abby, what do you want to do? Because for so long it was like, oh, I'm doing like what the right thing is or what the good thing is, or, you know,
what that Instagram is doing or whatever. Yeah.
I think number two for me, as I said, because I have like a lot of stuff with my body, like a lot of avoiding going inwards because like of the discomfort I feel when I do concentrate on my body, like chronic pain and just like my body's like, I'm very like, well, that's a side, this is a side note. I'm very like hyper flexible. So like all my joints are like, they go too far. I can really easily injure myself, which causes like a lot of discomfort for me. And like, that's why I hate yoga personally, because I can never get it. I'm like either too far, like too, anyway. For me, it was the avoidance that I kind of had to traverse, avoiding going inwards and avoiding my body. So giving me the space to just really mindfully and safe, like giving myself safe space to explore my body and go into my body, like just how it is, because I'm an avoidant bitch with a lot of things. And like, look at that. So it's like little small steps I've done. Like, I mean, following people like Rosie Reese is actually, I'm so bad with names, but I don't know exactly who it is. Like following people who teach about like pleasure in the body. Magic Juju is another person. I did one of her courses. And it's not even about like sexual pleasure. It's just about like feeling into your body what feels really good. And I know this seems like so aside from the point, but like even like doing my skincare is a beautiful like sensory experience. Like I love the mm-hmm. smell of my products, like putting it on my face, the sensation that each of the products have on my face, and taking that step by step. So today when I was on the treadmill, I was like 3 minutes in and I was like, I want to fucking get off the treadmill. Like I don't feel good when I'm walking right now. I hate this. And I'm like, okay, let's just concentrate on like the sensation of your feet in the shoes and hitting the treadmill. Just concentrate on that and getting out of the mind, the body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But in a way that doesn't feel like too, well, in a way that's not concentrating on the like discomfort or the like, you know, things you don't want to be doing.
Yeah.
And just the mindset shift that it's doing it to make me feel good rather than for any other reason. And that's really hard, especially when, like, you know, physical change is often, you know, a result of moving your body. It's really hard to get your head out of the space of being like, this is why I'm doing it, to change my body. Mm. But putting emphasis on the way it makes you feel, because let me tell you, you can get to whatever aesthetic goal that you think is going to finally going to be enough or finally make you feel really good about yourself, but it doesn't.
No, it's not always enough. You're so right. Like that was when I was, like kind of the fittest I've been in my adult life. Like my whole life I've been a bit bigger, and exact same what you said before, like as far as I've been aware of my body and the other kids around my age's body, I've realized, oh, mine's different, you know, like, and I was not necessarily a really big kid or anything, but I was just really soft. I've always just been really soft, you know, really soft, you know, flubby arms and legs and stuff. Like I've never had muscle definition or anything like that. I'm a soft lady. I got cancer in the first house, you know, like I'm all squish, and that's lovely. And I like it now because I'm like, oh, this is nice and comfy. But yeah, I've always kind of had that feeling of, wanting my body to look such a different way, like such a different way. And I think, now that I've kind of, and also it happens, like, you know what I mean? There's always times, especially for me, I find around my period, I'm just like, oh, my body's a trash can. I am
me horrible. Right now.
I am truly disgusting. But then it's like pre-ovulation, I'm like, I've never been more gorgeous.
Literally. So I'm like, my skin is amazing. I am amazing.
Yeah, literally. I think something that kind of like something that really clicked for me recently to kind of like get through that, like, you know, kind of instilling more like self-worth and self-value in myself and my body, like everything that you said, 100%, like I totally mirror all of that. I think I was looking back through old photos and I realized, you know how you look back and you're like, oh, that time that I thought I was big, I was really small. You know, I actually had the perfect body then.
So annoying.
And I was just like, you know what? Maybe I'll look back at this time right now and be like, man, I was so hot. So I was like, I'm just going to live every moment like I'm really hot.
Literally had that same epiphany last week. I was like, I'm sick of going back on these photos and thinking like, this is ideal. No, I'm going to be ideal now, bitches. Like,
I'm ideal. Like just, it's like, you know, fake it till you make it, do a bit of a Rihanna, you know, what happens if you don't feel confident or amazing, pretend. pretend. Yeah. And something that I did, which is more like a practical thing, which was actually quite funny. But last year, whenever I would kind of look in either the mirror or my phone camera and be like, oh, I really, because we have some days, right, where we're like, oh, I really like how my face looks today. I really like how I look in this outfit, whatever. I take a photo and I made an album on my phone of all these different random selfies of me and photos in outfits. Or maybe it's like a photo that someone else has taken of me, or maybe I'm in it and I'm like, oh, I really like myself in that. And I just realized I had this array that, you know, maybe at the day that I'm looking at them, maybe I'm not like, oh, I'm particularly beautiful in that photo. But it's like at so many different phases of my look and appearance, and whether I'm glammed up in my, you know, a lot of them are from when, you know, I was at work and so I'm all glammed up and my hair's done, I got sequins on my face, all this shit. But some are like when I'm just like, you know, in casual clothes, some are when I'm wearing no makeup, some when I've got no eyebrows on, can you imagine? So like, and I was just like, oh, like I really do I can see like beauty in myself at kind of all these different phases. So it kind of is just like reminding me like, oh, like, yeah, I do have, there's lots of different parts of me that make me beautiful and make me worthy and all those sorts of things. It's just kind of, so yeah, for me, I found the photos and, you know, I'm an Aries moon. I like to look at myself. So the photos were a helpful reminder.
That is so cool. And I'm going to start doing that. Honestly, that's incredible. Although all my camera roll is my cat. Unfortunately. Yeah, so
my cat and Instagram content, that's all of it.
God, me saving Canva things like 50 times, shaking my head, or screenshots like recipes, and so,
I never look at them ever. I literally, and every time I'm like, oh, I screenshotted that, and it's like my screenshot file has like 4,000. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with it? But I do need to go back and look through all the books that I've screenshotted. Me and Abby are, complete side note, on a complete book run at the moment.
Yes.
Obsessed with books. I sent her a recommendation this morning. She instantly sent me a snapshot of her adding it to her cart on Booktopia. I was like, yes, queen.
It's coming.
She, like, if you ever, do you guys have friends that like you recommend stuff and they're like, yeah, I'll listen to that, I'll do that, and they just never do. You can just tell. I will recommend a show to Abby in part. I'll be like, oh, I watched your show. It was really good. She'll send me photos of her watching it that very night. And then I'll be like, oh, how'd you like it? She's like, yeah, I finished it. It was amazing. And it, like, you take it so seriously. It's such a compliment. I honestly feel so complimented because I'm like, you must just trust. And obviously I've steered you out a few times now. You must just trust my, like,
the trust is increased. The same person.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. But no, I take recommendations so seriously because I don't know why. I guess I'm very trusting. I don't know, but I do that with, like, I had a coaching, and I posted this on my story, but I had a coaching session with Claire and she recommended a book. Immediately went and purchased. It's now one of my favorite books.
See, there you go.
I just go, please recommend things to me.
Please.
Being recommended things.
It's the best.
But yeah, if you guys have any book recommendations, I don't know. Please.
Yeah, we're big on the books. If you are also a big book reader, if you have a Goodreads, message us on Instagram, new Instagram. Tell us your name. You can see what we're currently reading. We'll see what you're currently reading. I've not been this into reading since like high school.
Since Twilight.
Damn it. It's been zero episodes since we've talked about Twilight. I've just started rewatching them again for the second time this month.
Same. Oops. I was having a sad lonely girly day yesterday. And that was the perfect Twilight. Aesthetic. Twilight.
Which one?
Twilight.
The first one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, classic. So I know. So that was like, you know, that age, I was like, holy shit. Like I was, you know, Vampire Academy, old any vampire book.
God, I totally forgot about Vampire Academy.
There were like 8 books and they were chunky, man. Like,
oh my God, I'm literally typing that in right now. I totally forgot about them. Okay. Well, I'm going to have to repurchase, obviously. Oh, movie complete flop. Yes, 1,000%.
The Mortal Instruments, did you ever read that?
Yeah, I had all the books. I think I donated them in the move simply because the Netflix show was so truly horrendous and horrible that it ruined it. It was so bad.
They butchered the movie and they butchered the TV show.
Yeah, the TV show was worse than the movie. And the movie was really... Some things are just destined to be books.
Yeah.
Because books have so much detail. They don't have to be like restricted by budget or, you know, what's actually physically possible. Yeah. It's pure. Like I'm reading, and I'm a big young adult fiction fan. I'm reading one. That's that one that I've sent you. Excellent. And yeah, it's like a dimension traveling romance.
I did not even ask. I did not read the
just thing. Purchased.
I didn't even ask you what it was about. I was like, okay.
Yeah, you really didn't. You just bought it. You didn't even, because don't you have like, you can get them free on your Kindle. Don't you have like a subscription with Kindle?
No. So that's the scam of Amazon. What is it? The unlimited. It's only certain books. I have no idea what half the books are. They're usually not good ones.
The point, because I was thinking of getting a Kindle because of that, and now I won't because that's wasteful.
No, the free books, most of them are trash, I think. But I mean, it is cheaper, and you know, some books I don't want the physical copy actually.
That's true.
Some, yes, series, any series, I love having the physical copy. Same. Pretty covers,
yeah.
Anyway,
it's a big winner, but yeah, books, let us know.
please.
If you want, and if you guys, I don't know if we have listeners that are like readers, we're happy to talk more about books. We're happy to have a book section where we talk about our weekly book.
Anyone want
to know how we used to have the win and a whinge, where we used to talk about maybe we can just have our book of the week. I'm happy with that.
Can we? Oh,
or maybe we'll just have like our obsession of the week and it can be whatever. Okay, guys, you're right. We'll do that.
Yeah.
you
telling yourself.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, done. Annette, you're right.
Decided, say no more. Whatever you guys want. But yeah, I think that, did we have anything else to say? I think that wraps up our episode quite nicely.
Yeah, I do. I think so. I loved this. I love talking about this. I think it's something that, you know, everyone can resonate with in some way because of our stupid fucking society telling us we're not worthy or good enough.
Over it.
Yeah. Over it. But yeah, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Beth. Love you all. Love you, Beth.
Oh, so much love to everyone. We will see you next week because we are what? Consistent queens.
Consistent queens. Exactly what I was going to say.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Mystic Millennial podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share, leave a review, and make sure to subscribe so you never miss an ep. Thank you.
Bye.